Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We pray because God is gracious. As the Father loves Christ, so does he love you who believe in Christ. Yes, God loves the whole world, but he loves his children differently. He is forever patient with you, always gracious toward you. And he listens to your every word joyfully, regardless of how confusing or senseless they may seem. He's enamored with you. He loves you beyond all measure. And so he wants to bless you, both with eternal life and also now here in this world, he wants to bless you. Jesus promised this much when he said, "My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." So faith is compelled to pray. Faith believes that God is merciful and good to us each and every day. Not just sometimes, but every second of every day, he has shown us grace, mercy, compassion, and love. So our prayers are not only requests, but they are also confessions that God is all-powerful and that he wants to be good to us. To doubt whether God hears us when we pray is to doubt whether God is gracious. Such a man should not expect to receive anything from God, St. James says. This then is how you pray. Our Father who art in heaven. As Jesus has overcome sin and death, so you have overcome sin and death through him. As Jesus has overcome all things, so you have overcome all things. As Jesus was raised from the dead, so you have been raised with Christ through holy baptism, guaranteeing that you will rise to a glorious life eternal with him on the last day. As Jesus calls God Father, so do you call God Father. Do you see what high honor and privilege God has bestowed upon you, that you should be called sons and daughters of God, and that you should call God Father? He invites you to believe that he is your true Father and you are his true children. So approach him with boldness and confidence, certain that he hears and answers your every prayer. Remember his character. His loving eyes gaze upon you at all times. His merciful ears eagerly await your word. Pour out your hearts to God, your Father. For he will not turn you aside or ignore one word from your lips. Pray not simply because you have a need, but pray because he is your gracious Father. So we ask, but we do not seem to receive. Our bodies do not fully recover. Life is cut short. Our families are broken up. Our joy coexists with sadness. Our faith stands alongside doubt, our good works next to sin. We are tortured by temptation and riddled with sin. We are frozen with fear and uncertainty. Regret, shame, and despair fill our hearts. We ask, we pray, but we do not always seem to receive. In prayer, like in no other place, we run up against the hidden will of God. Now, the revealed will of God is his word. We know that Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins and for the sins of the whole world. We know that in Christ we are redeemed and justified, sanctified. We are saved from death, hell, and Satan forevermore. We know that we have been baptized into Christ and that we eat his very body and blood in the Holy Supper for life eternal. So we know the end to this whole life. We know what our outcome will be. Heaven. Perfection. Immortality. Glory. Peace and prosperity forevermore. That is the revealed will of God. But the hidden will of God we do not know. At least not until we experience it. Will we laugh or will we cry? Will we have peace and prosperity or will we struggle? Will we be well fed or hungry? Will we have peace or will we be persecuted? We don't know what disease will strike or when it will come or who will run a red light and smash into us. We don't know if today is the day our lives are drastically altered forever. We don't know what conspiracies of hell God will allow to afflict our lives. Perhaps he will allow Satan to sift us like wheat. Perhaps Satan will inflict painful sores on our bodies. Perhaps we will meet a martyr's end. We don't always know what career path is best for us, how many children we should have, or even how best to raise these children. We don't know which job is best, which city is best for us and our family to live in, even what food and medication is best for us. God has not revealed the particulars of our life. We are certain that we will face tribulation and suffering and hardship, for no servant is greater than his master, but he has not told us the extent of it or even the exact character of it. That's the hidden will of God. So since we are sons of God, we pray to God as the Son of God prays. Not my will, but yours be done. We hang our hat on the revealed will of God. We know that God has already intervened in our history at Calvary. So these sorrows and difficulties will not last. And the earthly joy that God gives pales in comparison to the glory that will be revealed in us. So here is where we live. Here is where we remain in the revealed will of his word. Like Jesus, we are always submissive to our heavenly Father because we know his heart. He will never disappoint us. He is always gracious and merciful, and he will always do what is for our eternal good. He can be nothing else. He cannot change. He must help us. He must save us. He must deliver us. For he himself has sent the Passover lamb to be our sacrifice so that we might be redeemed from all our sins. So to pray, thy will be done, is to pray on both sides. It is to say, bless me with prosperity. But if it is your will to give me something other than prosperity, thy will be done. We are content with that. Heal my loved one. But if it is your will to take him to heaven through this difficulty, thy will be done. We are content with that. Remove this burden, but if not, give me strength and patience to endure it, and we are content with that. It is easy to tack on that phrase, thy will be done, at the end of our prayer without thinking much about it, but understand what you are doing. You are throwing yourselves into the arms of your gracious Father. And if it is his will to prosper you, then God be praised. If it is his will to send you some kind of adversity, then God be praised. Like Abraham and like Job, God may test us to teach us that even in the midst of pain and difficulty and hardship, God's will is still being done. So to us, it looks like God hasn't answered our prayers. But that's simply because we do not always know what best serves his will. So we do not live in the hidden will of God. We live in the revealed will of his word. We know that our every prayer will be answered on the last day when God takes us out of this world into his home in heaven. So we see every answer as found in the cross. For that alone is our way to salvation. But then neither again will we ignore the feeding of the 5,000 or the Jesus healing of the sick and the infirmed. Neither can we ignore Jesus driving out the demon from the woman's daughter. He hears and answers our every prayer. Sometimes God actually withholds blessings from us until we ask Him for it. He wants us to pray. He wants us to trust that He alone is the giver of every good and perfect gift, and to see all things coming from our loving Father. So perhaps He will give us exactly what we asked for in the exact way that we asked for it. So pray to Him for health and longevity. Pray for peace and prosperity, not only for yourself, but for your country and for the whole world. Yes, even ask for small things, such as a blessing on your piece of toast in the morning. We don't know His hidden will, but we do know that He is always our gracious Father. And He will never go against that. He will never turn against us. He will never do anything to harm us. So we pray with what seems best to us at the time. We make the best decision with the information that we have been given. And we offer up our prayers to God, asking Him to bless it according to His will. But our trust always remains in His revealed will, that He is good and gracious to us. We live in that word. We hang our hat on the revealed will of His word. For He who gave His only Son for us has also promised to work out everything for our eternal good. So we wait for Him. We know He will never disappoint us. For we truly believe that He, and He alone, is our dear Father, and that we are His true children. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.